and fucked him over. And he lost a man that was one of the best guerrilla fighters that the world's ever known. Because he thought she loved him. We haven't come far enough to believe in love. We haven't come far enough to name the name communism, so we sure as fuck can't come far enough to call the name love. Oh, I'm in love. I listen to some of you young couples in love. I listen to you. Had a fucking fight with somebody to get out of baby. You know, I had to go set counsel to settle down. I ain't in fucking love. Shit, I ain't missed nothing. Nobody put that into being for nothing and say love them and leave them. So I ain't got nobody. Honey, you are lucky. Son, one day you're going to wake up and say, there's a book out there. You are lucky. Because when you got somebody that's going to put the screws on you until we come to communism. In the meantime, we sure will see that there's equality of clothing. It's a goddamn shame we don't have some equality of clothing. You say, oh, I can't do it. Oh, yes, you can. Come on, just share a little bit. Maybe there's any other problems here. We ought to be able to talk about that. We're one big family. And my own personal opinion is you people ought to be wearing your goddamn watches unless you need them essentially for work. And you get much time spent around here, you know what goddamn time it is of the day. Why don't get no amen to this shit? Because you're a bunch of self-centered motherfuckers when you don't think like I'm thinking right now. You're a bunch of self-centered motherfuckers. It's why I wouldn't be standing here if everybody had a watch. I haven't forgot the subject. I think I have to wear this child who took it from one of the nicest kids I know, he's sweet kid. But I'm just talking about what the fuck have we put on emphasis on? That's why America rapes and kills, murders and plunders, and a house divided against itself all the way along, because always one thing behind it. Somebody's got something that somebody else doesn't have. You fuckers that hang on each other, why don't you, if somebody needs sex, if you think they need it, why don't you put it in here? But you always send that goddamn letter to me. Don't you think I've given my share? I think, by God, I really have. Why don't some of the rest of you fuckers get yours out and work it a while? It's quiet now. All the years of my life, I have never been able to allow one time that I know my penis to be my own, to so I could enjoy it for myself. It ain't gonna go down well. But that's the kind of honesty that Jim Jones has. He don't quite fit into the pragmatism, though, that suits some communist. That's how we get these sons of bitches to go out and do any picky thing they want to do, unjustifies the means. They got no goddamn no good end. But they learned every means that all the communists taught. But the end is to save, as Eva said, Tim Stone's ass. That's what bothers me about these pits. That's why I try to be very honest with you. Anything kept me, give me a little bit of life, is I could go around here and fuck who I wanted to. See, that makes you nervous, because I know some of you men be in trouble. But I ain't that old yet. No, I'm not worrying about fucking you men. I won't bother not one of you men. Don't worry. I'm talking about your woman. Why don't you want to share a little nookie with me? Don't worry, don't any of your husbands worry. I ain't bothering none of your wives. Love you too much. Love you too much. Only had one man did it. And shit. He like that a fit. Then I said, but that's not a bad idea. And I want to be certain it's consequent. Follow what I'm saying? Although, I've often wondered about people as you get them down and say, they killed so many people. I wonder who killed them. The system pushed them in the corner, probably. the Seminese liberation, they did all this. One day, really, who created the Seminese liberation? Frenzy. You know, who prompted all the violence? The system. Any other group but People's Temple would already been pressed. If it hadn't been for my leadership, we'd been pressed into violence much more than we had. This isolated increase. We've been pressed into erratic behavior. I mean, chaotic behavior. Quite right, I think he's doing things good. I think he's a long way from bringing us down, however, so don't nobody get nervous tonight. Thank you. I just wanted to hear your opinion because I know you think it's a lone type of hunter, and I wanted your opinion. Yes. And that's too bad that we can't see character and associate sex with character. And until we really can, we got to know that sex is not good enough. Until we can relate that sex, that sexual feeling you have. Wake up, goddammit, we're closing. Until you can relate that sexual feeling exactly with character, we can know we are not where we ought to be, that the sex is wrong, the animal in us is wrong. That we are an animal. Until that sex relates to somebody's thinking processes, and it sure as hell ought to at least do that. So you can fuck anything out of you. You think you're a great stud. You ought to be ashamed of that. First of all, you want to fuck everything because you can't fuck anything too long. Quiet in the house, but I'll keep hitting this thing because nations have been, they've risen and fallen on the rise and the fall of the dick. Mass murder based on that. It's a sad thing that there is no God that makes some people so called. But who the hell is to say what's good looking, you know? Who the hell is it that says what's good looking? Who defines that shit somewhere? You know, I wonder what we would think was attractive if we were educated here tonight. If as a group we start conditioning with everybody that has a certain feature on their face, they were good looking. I imagine in a few months that would be the beauty of the place. In Africa, what they put through the nose, that's a symbolic of great beauty. Of the lip, when they pull the lip down. What is it that they do? I'm not familiar with tribal. That's a symbol of great beauty and desirability. The Chinese stupidly cramped the woman's foot till she couldn't, it was the most grotesque to see the foot. She couldn't even stand on it. She wasn't considered desirable or attractive. No man wanted a woman that didn't have that foot. What was it they call it? What they did to it? The foot bound. There's a name. That's what it means. Binding of the foot. And the woman would actually walk club-footed. Yeah. She couldn't walk. Who are we that make these sexual judgments? How much of the holdovers of capitalism are we going to carry with us forever? Are we going to try to change it? How many times do we indulge a child that is what we have been taught is good-looking? And a heart on the child that we consider by what society says is bad looking. How many times do teachers in the old system, and even here I hope not, punish or deal with a child based on what kind of clothes they have on? I can give you all kinds of studies in the United States, fascist United States, that does just that. Oh, how painful life is, how cruel the being was that created it. Because people are not all the same in looks. But I really do wonder sometimes what we call good looking and what we call bad looking. Well, I'm not going to talk wrong with you tonight, Sonny. All I'm really concerned about is why you're fighting with your brother and sister. You understand?
Father.
The other things we can help you with. Like the peeing, on the speed of the watch. What's the matter?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As you were spending the time talking after the numbers, give me those write-ups on the urinasis, the urine bedwetting, then maybe we can do something about it. Noon tomorrow, beginning of the half day. Anybody at all can help the projectionist people to fix equipment. Some of our films are out to do it. Monday, I have to be gone. I don't want to do that. But if the film, if the camera could always be fixed, we got to get, we have no more chance except tomorrow. Anybody in Cleve working with someone, I don't know what chances are. I don't know if it makes a projectionist.